Our next public hearing is conditional use 1682, Tim Haynes.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a pet grooming service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.8 acres more or less, lying northeast of Route 26, 525 feet southeast of Route 346. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan for this application. Site plan is a survey. It shows existing dwelling on the property, the existing gravel road, and an attempt to create parking spaces. Again, we've received two agency comments. These comments are one from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated September 28th of 2005. Makes reference to the present zoning AR, proposed zoning AR1 with conditional use. Makes reference to Vines Creek Road, Road 341 to Route 54. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we received a memo today. Makes reference to the site, the location, the applicant, the proposed use. The site is not within an area of currently operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district. It is located within the Vines Creek planning area. I just note that the proposed conditional use is intended to use an on-site septic and the capability of being annexed into a sanitary sewer district is not at this time. And that was signed by Rob Davis for John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
I'm Tim Haynes from Clarksville.
All right, sir. You've heard what our director had to say. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that the shop would be located in a one bay of a two-car garage that's attached. The dwelling sits about 160 feet off the road. There's not another dwelling within roughly 200 feet of the dwelling. The location was previously zoned for conditional use for an embroidery shop sometime between 2001 and now. The business would operate, or the market would determine ultimately what the business operating hours were, but typically it would be something along the lines of Tuesday through Friday 9 to 4, one day during the week 12 to 7, and Saturday 9 to 1. That's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Smith, this lies in your vast area, sir. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The floor.
Hi, Mr. Haynes. Could you repeat your days and hours of operation just a little bit slower? I've taken a note.
Sure. Ultimately, you know, what the demands of the area would set hours. We would start off with Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4.
Mr. Haynes, I want to point out to you that the conditional use process allows the commission to place stipulations if they should choose to approve it. I would suggest that you bear that in mind, because when you say things like the market will determine, only within the parameters that are set forth in your conditional use. For instance, if you limit your hours, then your hours are limited. If you limit yourself 9 to 1 on Saturday, then it's going to be 9 to 1 on Saturday. I just want to make sure you understood that.
Okay, I appreciate that. with that information,
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sunday.
I wouldn't go there either, sir. But,
typically, weekdays, 9 to 5, with one day during the week, open later in the evening till say 7 o'clock, and half days on Saturdays.
Saturday would be say 9 to 1.
Yeah, that's hard.
Tuesday to Friday 9 to 5, and perhaps Monday 9 to 7 as an example.
Sure.
I'm guessing. So if pets weren't groomed on Sunday, they could do them on Monday. How about your ideas for a sign to advertise this business? Do you have a desire to have a sign out on Vines Creek Road? Do you anticipate it being a lighted sign?
No.
Unlighted. All right. Will there be any, this business is going to operate, as you mentioned, in the one bay of a two-car garage. Will you be doing any additional lighting to your property?
No.
I believe the commission recently approved a subdivision of some other lots somewhat close to you, so while there might not be houses now, there could be in the future, so your lighting would be, any security lighting that you have or night lighting would be
existing
or down direct.
It's well lit now. There's not, you know, other than landscaping or decorative lighting we might do not associated with the business, there's no plans for additional lighting.
Any plans for fencing?
Not additional to what exists.
So I get that it's, would an accurate description of the business be that people would just merely come up this driveway, the 160 some odd feet, drop the pets off with you inside the garage
inside
area?
Inside the garage area, yeah.
Where they would remain until the owner came to retrieve the pet. So there wouldn't be any outside kenneling.
No
noise associated with any of that.
No.
Uh-huh. Could you just, for my education, give me an idea of what type pets we're going to do? Is it going to be canine, feline?
Typically canine. No feline, no fish. Mm-hmm. Dog grooming shop typically is what I mean.
Is there any need for you to have a dumpster and any type of disposal outside of what you currently have as operating as a residence?
The business doesn't generate a significant amount of refuse.
So nothing that's okay. No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Just one number of employees.
Just it's you? A family, family business. Yeah, no external employees.
Okay, that's all I have.
Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Well, then,
thank you for your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1682 Tim Haynes? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition of conditional use 1682? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Mr. Robertson, this must be some sort of record. How many public hearings did we have last time?
In a row
that we've had no public testimony? That's amazing.
I suspect you just jinxed it.
Well, I would suspect that might change any moment, because our next